The 13th of February is World Radio Day, and we at Oryx Radio will be celebrating the whole month. Tune in to Oryx Radio throughout this month to catch our special radio series Radio Is Not Dead. You can expect insightful interviews, masterclasses with legends in the industry, and blog posts from our own Oryx Radio young reporters. All of this from the 13th to the 27th of February. Stay tuned and don't miss out. Oryx Radio, by and for children.
Hey listener, I'm Talita Kanta. I'm 17 years old and I'm a young Oryx Radio reporter. I have a show called Talita's Get Down, but you can also listen to me on Zara's Kitchen. Now today we are kicking off our radio series for World Radio Month called Radio's Not Dead. For this series, we will be having a couple of masterclasses where Oryx Radio young reporters will be soaking some information from some of the people who have been in the radio industry for quite a while. And today we have Burisani Ravele. Burisani Ravele, also known as Cecilia or Cici, is a South African personality who has been in the industry for quite a long time, best known for her time as a presenter on Yo TV. Burisani was born in Soweto and is the youngest of three siblings. Her first job was on Yo TV's Pula and Friends and continued on the youth channel until 2008. Having done many different shows, she became a trainee publicist and marketing trainee and also ventured onto radio presenting. She is currently the host of 947 Weekend Breakfast and a media mogul in the making. Burisani, can you please tell us about how your journey in the industry started?
Thank you so much, Talita. First of all, you are amazing. Like, I'm listening to the sound of your voice. I'm listening to your delivery. And I'm like, yes, radio is indeed not dead. So my radio career began, a few years ago, I think maybe 11, 12 years ago. And started right from the bottom, you know, being a contributor on somebody else's show and not getting paid for it. And it was a Sunday night that you would have to be giving up of your time. But I really just wanted to be in the space. And so I did that for a couple of years. I did entertainment news on Euphonic Show at the time. And then after that, I kind of like took a little bit of a break, then went on to UJFM, which is, of course, campus radio. And that was so important for me because I just think when you earn your stripes and you work your way up the ladder, you know, nobody doubts that you've got the talent that you know that you've got. Then I did Capricorn FM. That was, I lose the years, but somewhere along the way, I did Capricorn FM for 2 years. I was doing the weekend show there as well in the afternoons. And it was amazing because I was at MSG Africa. It meant that I could also do Power FM at the same time. So I got to do talk radio and music radio. And then I've been at 947 since 2019. I just celebrated my second year. So where to next? After Red Cross Radio, because siyaplota ke manje.
Well, I've always liked Metro FM for some reason, but I might change to 947.
Baby girl, all I'm trying to say is we have a presenter on the station. She's from Eastern Cape, in East London, Andy Makondwana. Then she started her radio career in Cape Town. Now look where she is. Joburg, because the city of gold is always calling. But Talita, I think you really genuinely do have a future in this industry. I think your voice is so fresh and you're still so young that you've got a long journey ahead of you, you know? And I think the one thing that I would want to impart on you is just a lot of people always think about the biggest station and that's where they want to start. And then the question becomes, cool, once you've hit that pinnacle at age 20, where are you going to go next? And nobody ever thinks about the road of, you know, after this station, I want to go here. After this station, I want to go here. We're often so short-sighted that we just want to be on the biggest, the best right now.
Burisani, how would you say growing up in the industry was for you, especially juggling the work and also being a child?
I think we're all blessed with certain talents that we all get to explore when we're younger. So when everybody else would be going to, let's say, a soccer game, a cricket game, I was just going to TV, you know, that was like my extramural. And that's how I kind of saw it. So it was a bit hard, but I'm blessed with good brains. And it wasn't too much of a struggle to be able to balance my academics and to be able to balance my career as well. And I really just had amazing teachers. I was always also a very present student, you know, participated in class. And so when it came to needing to take some time off to participate in TV things or to do things that required me to be away from school, it wasn't always for a long period of time because school always came first. But as and when it was needed, it would happen. But I think I did great. I mean, I matriculated with 4 A's. I think I'm good.
Kurisani, how do you think the radio industry has evolved since you started in the broadcasting industry?
Sure, I think we've definitely had to move with the times in terms of recognizing and realizing that radio is a part of a bigger ecosystem now, you know, especially with the digital world and how everything is moving so fast in terms of not necessarily needing a platform to be able to say, you know, I'm a radio host or whatnot. There's podcasting. There's those that are doing video content, which they then turn into podcasts. There's just so many ways. If anything, I would say it's created such a dynamic and more interesting landscape for us as radio broadcasters and the need for more discipline within the industry, because now it really can't be a place where it's a wonke bonke, you know? You want the best of the best to be there with you when you're on air. You want the best of the best to be chosen, because that's exactly what it is. Radio is, you are someone's chosen companion. It's us having a conversation and it's so personal. So whilst I do think that radio has evolved in many ways, the basis of it, the truth of it, the authenticity of it being a conversation between two people has not changed.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, yeah.
That was a series called Radio's Not Dead, me speaking to Hurisani about her journey of being in the industry and what she has learned from the industry. It was a great interview. I hope you listeners enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed it. You can catch me later. Bye.
Girl, I'm going to be watching for your name, and I'm going to remember this conversation.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.